Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm Guy Bauer, and every Saturday here on the Entercom Good Life Studio, KNSS 98.7, 1330, but you know that. We talk about food and wine and fun things, kitchen stuff. I want you to know that if you are unable to listen to the show because you have a busy Saturday, and I hope you would, if you have radio.com app on your device, you can back up 24 hours and listen to it anytime. If you don't, you can go to knssradio.com, do some poking around. You look for audio and page down a little bit on the left side. There's the Good Life, and there is 2 years worth of programming. So there's links at Good Life Guy for everything that I talk about, and that's where you would go to find out what we've done in the past and, more importantly, what's coming up next Saturday. So I usually don't get it updated until Monday, so bear with me, but after Monday, it'll show what's coming up the next Saturday. On the phone with me from Israel is Danielle Renov. Her blog, Peace, Love, and Carrots, is such a great resource. And from that, you'll also see a link to her Instagram and at Peace, Love, and Carrots. She offers so many great things, great recipes, cooking tutorials, lifestyle tips, and more fun than you can imagine. If you go watch some of her cooking videos, you're likely get to meet her kids. Sometimes they help. Sometimes they're just in the background because they're hungry. And just a style of presentation that is fun, easy, and you can do it. And I just love it. Danielle, let's talk about the book. Maybe we'll come back if we have some time to talk about the other resources available at your website. Anytime I open a book, and in the first chapter or two, past the introduction, I get more than the value of the book, I'm a happy camper. I know that there's recipes, and I look at your table of contents. It is phenomenal. It's in-depth. I love the acknowledgement sections where you recognize everyone that helped you along the way. But the contents, foundations that we're going to talk about next, but then, of course, logical stuff, salad, soups, fish, poultry, meat, sides, dairies, and sweets. We get that. A nice introduction. And then how to follow a recipe and the basics. But then you turn to 86 things, page 10 and 11. This is
my favorite page.
And mine too now. And because there's so many things, I don't have to go one through 86. I can just pick one and the one about wine and soup. Most soups benefit from the addition of wine. Most cooks benefit from the addition of wine.
Right, most people.
Now, and that brings up a good question. obviously you like food, and it would appear that you have some affinity to fermented grape juice. How is the wine culture? Is there a wine culture? How is your access to wine in Israel?
Actually, there is a very, very huge wine scene in Israel. There's tons of wineries all over the north of Israel, the south of Israel, and the wines here are delicious, like really, really delicious wines, like lots of, like a huge variety. It's just really good, actually. I think people are most shocked when they come to Israel and they take tours of different vineyards to see, like, vineyards growing in the desert and how it happens and what kind of soil they're working with and what kind of grapes they're, they're growing to produce the wines they're producing. But there's a very strong wine culture in Israel.
Well, and I would imagine, well, when you think of what is relatively close by, wines from Lebanon, wine, of course, wines from Northern Europe, from France and Spain and Germany, I would imagine there is some imported wines as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of imported wines. I personally only drink kosher wines.
Uh-huh.
So Israel, all of the wines really produced in Israel are kosher, and they're fabulous. They're wonderful.
Yeah, well, that's good. I try not to. I definitely don't do wine with every meal or with every dinner. I'd love to, but again, as a caloric thing, I try
to aspire to.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Talk about the 86 things in general terms, and you're welcome to pick some out that are truly your favorite. I sat here with the highlighter going, I'm going to mark a few of what I think are my favorite, and then I would have marked up all of them. So give us an overview. First off, why did you do 86 things?
Okay, I'll tell you. I don't know if you could tell by the size of the book, but I have a lot to say and a lot to share. And unfortunately, publishers have page limits. And I reached my page limit, but each of these 86 things was its own page or its own paragraph somewhere. And, I had to cut it down, but I was like, I cannot put out this book without saying what's on my mind. And I literally took each thing and I made it into one line. I'm like, I'm just going to put it out there. And this is going to be like a snack. You know, when you leave Chex Mix on the table and people come in and they pick one every few minutes. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the Chex Mix of the book. You open it up, you read one, tomorrow you read another one, you read the next one the next day. And it's just like those tiny little tidbits that stay in your brain that maybe make you smile, that make you feel good. And originally there were 88, but I'm like a little bit, I like things to have meaning. And 88 has no meaning to me, but I was born in 1986. So I was like, all right, I'll take out two and leave it 86. So that's how we came up with that. And I just love it. Like some of them, some of them are applicable, like the spices that I think you'll need to have in your cabinet to use in the book. That's a great one. And that's really purposeful for the book. And then there's ones like iceberg is greater than romaine. Iceberg is a crunchy, delicious lettuce. And romaine gets soggy. It does.
Yeah.
It's great when it's grilled and it's supposed to be wilted. But, you go to a restaurant and you order a romaine salad and sometimes it was dressed a few minutes too early and it's soggy. Iceberg does not get soggy. You can always rely on it.
Yep.
So it's not as fancy as, the romaine lettuce, but it's your reliable, dependable, delicious friend. And I love it. And it gets a bad rap. And it's good.
And just below that, I feel like we should go through every one, but it would take too much time. Arugula is extremely underrated. Of course it is, and it's such a beautiful bitter green that put it on sandwiches, put it in cooked items. I like it raw better than cooked, and then tomato paste. Are we so lucky to have these squeeze tubes of tomato paste?
Oh, my gosh. It's life-changing. I remember my mother with the can of tomato paste when I was young. And I remember seeing the can with a piece of saran wrap sitting in the fridge and her waiting to use it down. And then it would get, a little bit gross around the edges. And who wanted to use that? And then tomato paste came along and it was like, hello, this is genius. This is genius. And now, I put tomato paste in everything because I have this little squeeze tube that's so easy. And my food is so much more delicious because, tomatoes are a natural source of MSG. And we know what MSG does to food. And it's only, that's delicious.
Yeah.
So, like, you just add, you know, tomato paste and you're naturally enhancing the flavor of your food. And it's like a perfect ingredient.
Well, I love that one. So does my wife. And then there's another one, speaking of my wife, who I hope is listening. It's about tasting food. The only way to guarantee your food will turn out delicious is to actually taste.
Right.
I can't tell you how many
overlooked step.
How many times she will follow a recipe meticulously, and then she'll say, "Hey, would you come taste this and see what you think?" I said, "Who made it? You made it. You tasted. You know what it needs."
Right, no. It's true. You know, sometimes I get questions, you know, from recipes, things like that. Well, how will I know if this will be, you know, too salty? Well, you'll put a little bit of salt, you'll taste it, and then you'll see. And if it needs more, you'll add more.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, to me, it feels so basic, but I think it's actually a principle of cooking that people aren't taught, that tasting is part of the cooking process, the same way stirring, mixing, chopping is part of it, so is tasting.
Mm. Well, there's so many little bits here of things, you know, about your oven. You got to know your oven. I guarantee you, I know that my top oven of the two is a little less hot than what you call up, and the bottom one is a little hotter than what you select. And
exactly. You can only know that if you cook.
Yeah.
And now they sell the little oven thermometers that hang off the rack.
Yeah. Well,
I keep that in my oven. I love that thing. I love it.
Well, I have it's called a meter, M-E-A-T-E-R, and it is an internal Bluetooth thermometer.
Oh, thermometer. Oh, that's amazing. For meat and stuff?
But the best part is you push it into this little mark on the apparatus, whether it's a roast or a thick-cut steak or any chunk of meat in the oven, and it wirelessly transmits the internal temperature and the oven temperature or the grill temperature.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, to me, that part of it is even better than the internal meat temperature and all the Yahoo app that tells you when your meat's done. I mean, you get to know both. 86 things I want you to know about this book and cooking in general is worth the cost of the book. And you think, okay, I'm happy. And then you go to Foundations. You got to be kidding me. And this was where the photographs just blew me away, and scratch and sniff would be so important. These are things that are included in many of the recipes, and many of them you should make by themselves. Big back sautéed onions. Talk about that. Talk about storing.
Okay, so, you know, as a mother, you know, feeding young people every day, we have to cook a lot of food, right? We're making dinner day in and day out, and not just for one or two people. And, you know, it's not just the, you know, get home at 9 o'clock last minute. You know, you have little people to feed at 6 p.m. every day, and you got to be prepared. So there's an element to this book where I really want you to be able to, you know, help set yourself up. And that's what the Big Batch Sauteed Onion is about. It's about, you know, I'm a big believer that, you know, when a recipe says to deep, you know, saute your onions till they're deeply golden, about 12 minutes, I'm like, sorry, there's no way. Have you ever sauteed an onion? It doesn't take 12 minutes. It takes like 6 hours.
I don't know where they come up with the time for that, but you're right.
I know. In 12 minutes, you could maybe turn it translucent. That's it.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, you know, so I really wanted to teach people, A, how to properly saute an onion and let it caramelize. You know, it needs very little oil. It needs very little salt. Just let the onion do its thing, because you don't want to have all that caramelization on the outside, but the inside still have that, like, really sharp bite of onion. You just want the sweetness that the onion's doing. So take one day, saute 40 onions, make a huge batch, freeze them in little storage containers, and then when you need a quick dinner, you want to make meatloaf for your kids. It doesn't even have to be something big. You want to make a soup. You want to start with a flavor enhancer. You have your onions for the next month ready to go, and they store perfectly, and it's just an easy one to have at your fingertips.
And if you're really hungry and you don't feel like cooking and you have a thawed Ziploc bag of those onions in the fridge, you can make a sandwich.
Exactly. Make a grilled cheese, add your sauteed onions. You just enhance your sandwich. It's just you know, it's just so easy. You know, it's just so easy. Why not do it? If one day you're sitting cutting up an onion, just take the time, do it, and you're set up for the month.
All right.
So I really wanted to help mothers out in that way.
And it's the first and most probably one of the coolest tips in all of the foundations. But
thank you.
I'm gonna run through these fast. I'll stop and ask questions about some. But sumac pickled onions. Oh my God. The mayo section, whether it's jalapeno mayo or and you've got so many, the curry lime mayo. I'm going to have potato salad at kebabs today that is, they call it curried potato salad. And
I can't
replicate it. I don't know whether it's the mayonnaise or the curry that they put together themselves, but it's marvelous. The spicy dip section, this could be a whole nother book for you, Danielle. Come on.
Well, I'm Moroccan, and we like it spicy, and, you know.
You and me both. the dips, and this is dips. Some people would think of a package of onion soup mix and sour cream. Yeah, well, that's good. And then didn't I read somewhere where you said onion soup mix is, like, a great thing?
In the 86 things. Listen, my mother's Moroccan, so I didn't grow up with onion soup mix. I didn't know what it was. Uh-huh. And I have a specific, you know, I have a spice store in the open air market, the Shuk, that I shop in. And the woman that works there, her name is Oshrad, and she's a wonderful, amazing person. And their spices are grade A, just the absolute best spices. Really high quality. And one day she tells me, why don't you ever buy my soup mixes? And I'm like, oh, I don't use that stuff. And she's like, no, I make them. And I'm like, what? Like, I blend them. I dehydrate the vegetables. And I blend them to make these mixes. I think you should try it. So I said, okay. She's like, try the onion soup one. It's really delicious. I'm like, okay, I'll try it. I take it home. I taste it. And I'm like, holy moly, this stuff is, it's actual crack. It is addictive.
Yeah.
Like, this stuff is insane. This is amazing. And then I'm telling one of my friends about it. And my friend's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you never heard of onion soup mix? And I'm like, no. I don't even know what this is. And she's like, oh my God, Danielle, it's like a yellow box. It's loaded with MSG and it's amazing. That's why it's addictive. It's actually addictive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I go back and I'm like, does this have MSG? She's like, no. I'm like, what is it? She's like, I know what the onion soup mix in the supermarket is. It's delicious, but it's full of preservatives. It's full of MSG. It's full of chemicals.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remade it. And she dehydrates all her vegetables right there in the store and she blends it herself. And the stuff is insane. And I can't get enough of it. It's delicious.
Well, and then the last page of Foundations, savory jams three ways, speaking of onions, fennel and onion jam, jalapeno and onion jam, melted pepper and onion jam. I could eat those three spoonfuls displaying those three items, and it wouldn't be enough. And then can you stay through one more break?
Yes, of course.
All right, we'll take another quick break. This one will be quick, and we'll come back. My wife had the book upstairs, and between my sticking little pieces of paper into recipes and hers, I just want to touch on a couple of them. We'll be right back. This is so fun. We're talking about Peas, Love, and Carrots, the cookbook by Danielle Renov. This book is available at Amazon. You can call your local bookstore. It should be there. The photography, the recipes, everything is worth every penny you'll spend. We'll be right back to tell you a little more about some of the food that's in this book.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.